You are listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White. San Luis Obispo city leaders will take another stab at passing a blueprint for the city's development at Tuesday night's city council meeting. KCBX reporter Jordan Bell speaks with those for and against this controversial document known as LUCE.
The land use and circulation element looks at traffic and housing through 2035. Aspects of the plan don't agree with guidelines established by the state-run Airport Land Use Commission. So the council will need at least four members to vote for an override in order to pass the LUCE through. That didn't work in October, but the makeup of the council has changed since then, with all eyes on new member Dan Revoir. Both sides agree the LUCE does a good job of getting away from a car-centric vision by increasing pedestrian, bicycle, and public transit options. Myla Vulovich-Labar is one of those who likes that aspect, but says the rest of the document is slanted in favor of major developers.
It has a circulation element that is flawed in that it's not support the amount of development that they want to do. So, I mean, aside from the multimodal part, I really don't think that they looked at what the residents want.
Smaller developments are affected, though, like a 20-unit apartment complex for veterans that is on hold until the guidelines are changed. Scott Smith is the executive director of the Housing Authority of San Luis Obispo.
You know, we're still hoping that this all gets worked out at some point. I know that, you know, these are tough things, understandably, because it's a real effort to try to balance the needs of city and its people that live here and the housing needs, and then you've got the airport, and it's an important part of the city as well.
He says failure to pass the LUCE in October limited his ability to get a federal grant to help build the apartments. Some worry if the council is able to override the commission, the state will counter with a lawsuit. For KCBX News, I'm Jordan Bell. Labar is one of those who likes that aspect, but says the rest of the document is slanted in favor of major developers.
It has a circulation element that is flawed in that it's not support the amount of development that they want to do. So, I mean, aside from the multimodal part, I really don't think that they looked at what the residents want.
Smaller developments are affected, though, like a 20-unit apartment complex for veterans that is on hold until the guidelines are changed. Scott Smith is the executive director of the Housing Authority of San Luis Obispo.
You know, we're still hoping that this all gets worked out at some point. I know that, you know, these are tough things, understandably, because it's a real effort to try to balance the needs of city and its people that live here and the housing needs, and then you've got the airport, and it's an important part of the city as well.
He says failure to pass the LUCE in October limited his ability to get a federal grant to help build the apartments. Some worry if the council is able to override the commission, the state will counter with a lawsuit. For KCBX News, I'm Jordan Bell.